Middle of a memory. It's Cole Swindell, 7:06 on the Cat Pack Morning Show, and joined by a very special guest this morning.
Yeah, it's not every day we get the sheriff of Escambia County to join us, and we are live with the sheriff. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Morning, Grant. How are you, sir?
Man, we're good. Candy and I are, of course, on pins and needles. We've been talking about this case since the press conference on Saturday afternoon, and maybe you can, I guess the number one thing is we get a lot of, like yesterday morning, man, about this time, we were getting blown up with phone calls about what was going on in Beulah. And
if you can well imagine, our phone melted down. So
yeah, well, tell us what you know is the latest in this story. Is there any chance he's back in the area? What is our current situation?
We are, as always, Brandon. In these situations, you figure worst case scenario. We cannot back up and assume. Well, we've put his image out there so much, and him and her actually, Miss Rice also. That we basically scared him away. He's not going to come back to Escambia County, or he's fled the local area. That'd be a critical error on our part. So we always have to assume the worst. So we're assuming that he still is in the local area. He's comfortable here. All of his contacts are here. He has family that's here. He was heavily involved in the drug trade. One of the assumptions that we're working on is he's making collections. Now, he may be planning on leaving the local area, but because of his, criminal history and background and his mobility at this time, but, you've got to have money to go off the grid.
Right.
And so in going off the grid, he's trying to make collections. And so we think that he may remain in our area for some time based solely upon that. So, our manhunt intensifies. You've got at least three separate investigations going on. We had a what we refer to as a command staff meeting yesterday with all the associated agencies from, our counties here in Florida to include, of course, Baldwin County in Alabama. The highway patrols, were invited in, of course, on the meeting, and we all kind of gave a status update as to where we all were in this investigation, things that, we needed to run down. And, of course, part of that plan is to try to stop as many, as much duplication of efforts as you can, and in rare instances, because of jurisdictional issues, et cetera, if you can, though, kind of assign specific duties to someone so we're getting the max amount of use of our manpower. And, of course, from my level, that's what I'm doing. I mean, quite obviously, I'm not out knocking on doors or, walking search warrants through and that sort of thing. Myself and Chief Simmons are trying to facilitate this process as much as we can. And part of that is also answering questions from the public and trying to hold down, what could become hysteria if we're not careful.
And
we want people to understand the severity of this situation, and it is extreme. I want to be very, very clear with people about that. We have, as we said in the paper, or I should say in the interviews yesterday, we have a killer in our midst, and until such time as we capture him and Miss Rice, everyone needs to have that antenna, at its full mast. Be aware of their surroundings. Talk to people. Let them know where you are, where you're going. If you don't arrive at the appointed place at the appointed time, someone needs to call us. Because remember, we're chasing a shadow at this time. We cannot anticipate where he will be. We cannot anticipate who may be the next victim. So we want to communicate that very clearly to our public. We are doing everything within our power, coordinating with all the local agencies and federal agencies. I mean, quite obviously, we have the Marshal Service involved, and ATF is on the periphery with us at this point, and, even DEA is getting engaged. There's not a whole lot else we can do at this point. And the anxiety that we have at our level is that it's just, I will tell you, maybe it's a man thing, Brent, I don't know, but there's nothing I think in other men that I've spoken to, both in my military career and in law enforcement, nothing is more frustrating for us than to feel that we're not in control.
Right.
That we're not able to fix things. I've spoken to many different groups, and I've said, as a man, that's one of our missions in life is, the car breaks down. If we can't personally repair it, we make sure it gets repaired. We have a flat tire. We fix it.
Right.
The kids are having trouble at school with a bully. We talk to our son or daughter on how to work through those issues. So when we come to a situation that we're dealing with right now, where you're not in control, there's only so many things that you can do. you know, it's horribly frustrating for us. You know, there's going to be a lot of sleepless nights until we capture this.
Well, we asked people to send in some text messages.
Yeah, and if you're just joining us, we were joined by Sheriff David Morgan this morning. I have a question for Sheriff Morgan. Was the white Cobalt abandoned, or are they still looking for the vehicle? It's confusing because, of course, they were seen on the deer cam in the woods.
Well, and that's, you know, again, that's part of our frustration is we're chasing all of these rumors through social media because people are creating a hysteria. It's a little bit akin to that, you know, yelling fire in a crowded theater. There may not have been a fire, but I could sure start a stampede and get people injured if I say that because people are going to want to flee, you know, the danger. As of yesterday, I haven't received my morning briefing yet. But we're assembling about 9 o'clock to get the staff update. There was so much out there that it had been stopped in Alabama that Mrs. Rice had been shot and on and on and on. None of that is true. They even had Miss Crocker, you know, passing yesterday. And so that's where, again, the unfortunately social media is working against us and not with us.
Just to be clear, Miss Crocker is the lady from the Beulah incident yesterday, and she is still in critical condition, correct?
That, to the best of my knowledge, Brent, yes. And again, you know, I want to emphasize, Brent, to the community that even if I knew, which I do not, I'm being perfectly honest here, her current condition, I could not report that to you because of not only out of deference to the family in the trauma and grief that they're working through right now, but we have legal restrictions on that. You know, we cannot speak to medical issues of someone, whether they're a suspect or, in her case, a victim.
Got it.
We got another text. Will Pensacola have a curfew? Is that something you're considering?
No. That's, okay. Right now, the curfew has not come on the table. And understand something, that, you know, so many of these things that, while on their surface look good, you know, that's basically declaring the state of emergency that I think is beyond the pale right now. Is it something that we would consider? We most assuredly would. But right now, we're asking people to practice individual safety measures. We think that's sufficient.
Okay. Dale texts and says, you know, do we have ESCO once had these helicopters. Do we have those in the air? Are they looking for them?
Well, I don't want to get too, you know, too detailed on exactly what it is we're doing, but I will tell you that we have all available assets from different law enforcement agencies, and that area is covered.
430-1987 is the number you can text your question in. Sheriff, I've got a question. A lot of people obviously scared today. What best course of action for somebody who's listening right now, what would you advise them to do? Go about their day, lock their door? I mean, I know on Saturday we were talking about we want to scare you, and so where are we at right now?
Well, I want to continue to scare people. You know, I want folks to know that again, until we bring Mr. Boyette to justice, you know, I want everyone to understand that this danger is very, very real. You know, and unfortunately, Brent, you know, I think it takes an incident like this to get everyone's attention. You know, we've been hammered away at a locket program. So many of the weapons are stolen out of cars, and then these weapons are used, you know, in crimes in our community and elsewhere. And we continue to do it, and people still, you know, don't lock their vehicles. And so I want people to understand that a little bit of common sense will go a long way. You know, lock your cars. If you have a garage, make sure your house is secure. Don't open your door, you know, to someone that you are not aware of who they are. When you go to your door, have your cell phone or your remote phone in your hand. You know, be prepared to have 911 on speed dial. A little, you know, preparatory work will ensure your safety. And so, again, we're asking people to just be aware of your surroundings and be, you know, have the capability to immediately call for help. And that right there is the best thing you can do. And do not, I repeat, do not approach Mr. Boyette or Miss Rice. Trust me, if you see her, he's not far behind. Because this gentleman is, you know, is a known drug user and drug dealer. Quite obviously, he's committing these random acts of extreme violence. He's already taken three lives, and we've got one that's in critical condition. We're praying for her recovery. So, as I said in the one interview, I mean, he's shown a proclivity for violence in the extreme. He is unconcerned about taking a life.
So, a couple of questions that just came in real quick were to circle back around. Do you understand that he has ditched the Cobalt or no?
No. We have no information at this time that he has.
Are the deer cam pics that we've seen recently, are those from yesterday, or do they think he's maybe shaved, or?
The last, well, again, and I'll talk to this issue because he could change it within the next, 10 minutes. The last information that we had is no, he had not changed his appearance other than the goatee from some of his photos. He was actually growing more of a full beard. And, of course, the lady has dyed her hair almost an orange color. So the deer cam pics, we're not sure. We can't fix a day on that, but it was within the last few days.
Gotcha.
Is there a general...
And again, he's staying very mobile, by the way, even in the wooded areas where he's obviously been picked up on some of the deer cams. They weren't stationary for any length of time. He is on, he's a spice head. It's not uncommon for people addicted to that particular drug to stay up days at a time.
Whew.
He had a friend of his that we've interviewed that told us the last time he spoke to him, he'd been up four, almost 5 days straight with no sleep.
Man. Sheriff David Morgan from Escambia County is on with the Cat Pack Morning Show this morning. And, of course, Sheriff, I can't remember a time that our community has been so probably scared. And I appreciate you taking the time to come on and be with us and answer some questions about what's going on. I know you'll have a 9 o'clock briefing today. I know Santa Rosa County is doing a media release that they're going to have, and we will be Facebook streaming that live. Do you know of any other coordination that people should be aware of going on today that we should keep an eye out for?
No, I just, again, want to assure the public that every available law enforcement resource is being utilized to, detect the whereabouts and take Boyette into custody. He's obviously a danger to our community, and we understand the gravity of the situation, as do all of the partners, both in the local, state, and federal agencies. That's why everyone's coming out to help. We have people coming from around the country to help us with this.
Well, Sheriff, we appreciate you being on the Cat Pack Morning Show with us. Let you get back to doing what you do best, hunting this guy down. Appreciate you taking the time and reassuring everybody. Remember, as the sheriff says, stay scared. Like, stay away from this guy. But copious amounts of notes, call in. Best numbers to get, of course, 911, Crime Stoppers. And Sheriff, I'm sure you'd take any lead anywhere and run it through. I know you guys brought on extra deputies, right?
And again, Brent, I would like for everyone, while the Crime Stoppers number, can lead to a reward, et cetera, there is occasionally a time lag with Crime Stoppers. We much, much prefer in this instance for folks. Now, we've got someone monitoring that number, so don't let me infer here that you can call Crime Stoppers and it'll be recorded. Nobody will get back to you. However, in this situation with Mr. Boyette, I would ask people to get the dollar signs out of your eyes and understand we have to capture this killer. And so dial 911 to get an immediate response, and that's what we're encouraging people to do. It's not about the money. It's about keeping our community safe.
Yeah, that's a great response, too. And Sheriff David Morgan has always been very, very open with us on the Cat Pack Morning Show. Thank you for taking the time to come on with us and very much appreciate the diligence that our men and women in law enforcement are putting in. They have since last week and certainly continue to do so today. And on behalf of Candy and I, please extend our thank you for their ability to work to keep us safe.
I will, sir. Thank you.
Sheriff David Morgan on the Cat Pack Morning Show, thank you again. And remember, keep your doors locked and be aware, heads up, response. You know what I'm saying?
Cat scan, traffic, and weather together.
We'll expect some slowdowns at 98 in Gulf Breeze driving westbound toward the National Seashore. And NAS Pensacola, a bit of a line at the back gate, so you will get some delays getting onto base. If you see other problems, you can let us know on the Cat phones, 430-1987. I'm Marilee Moore, and that's your Cat Scan traffic.
That's brought to you by Habana Jacks. Valentine's night, come enjoy authentic Cuban food and music. They'll be open until 11 on Cervantes, or right across from Running Wild. And rain today, 70% chance of showers. That's after 12 noon. 72 for our high, 60s for the low. Same temps through Saturday. And sunshine, not tomorrow maybe, but Thursday. 66 in Cat Country at 720.
Normally we would have done the today's good news, which of course
is news.
I think to a great extent it is maybe the peace of mind knowing how many men and women in uniform are looking for this guy and working to keep our community safe. So hang tight, everybody, keep calm. We're doing okay. We're going to find this guy. We're going to get him taken care of. And our law enforcement, we want to be safe.